Joe Root, certainly the star of the show for England overnight. Big first day at Cardiff at Sophia Gardens. Bryce McGain, former Australian Test cricketer, Victorian leg spinner, joins us to review day one. Bryce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, BP. Great to catch up.
Indeed. 343 on the board, which is always a decent day, but seven wickets for Australia. Who's sort of got the edge, do you think?
Well, I think England did really well. Australia, I thought early on, Michael Clarke's captaincy, and I suppose most of the listeners were watching that first session, and I think Michael Clarke swinging the bowlers around, he was getting the right matchups, and I think they won the first session. But the last two sessions where Joe Root led the batting lineup and were able to get through, I suppose, 343 is a good score. And the wicket is a very slow wicket. Early on, it was keeping so low, and that's going to be the trend for the rest of the test. So we're going to see a lot more bowling just stump to stump and with maybe some catches at short mid-wicket and short cover. So it's going to be a challenge. So 343 is a really good start for England. I think they're ahead at this point in time.
Yeah, we were sort of talking last night and throughout the shows this morning, Ryan Harris not playing, who's been so economical, taken wickets, made the batsman play all the time. Do you feel he's going to be sorely missed when you've got Stark and Johnson who can have spells where they can be a little bit erratic? Josh Hazlewood coming off a great tour of the West Indies, but still, finding his feet and establishing himself at international level. Nathan Lyon is the spinner. I mean, how do you sort of assess our bowling attack?
Well, I think you're alluding to the right thing. He will be sorely missed, Ryan Harris, because he was stump to stump. He could do that, and there was a relentless pressure going on. The other bowlers are more strike bowlers. Certainly Johnson's that strike weapon. We don't look to him to necessarily be economical, but a real weapon. And for a stage there, he bowled a great spell of a few overs to Gary Bellance and really shook him up around the wicket to the left-hander. And it was a real challenge for him. And that's where we see Johnson's best weaponry is about that angry four-over spells and good heat. But the others just don't quite have that control that we saw. And that just accumulated throughout the day as there were more and more loose balls. And Joe Root was able to put them away and had good support as well.
Established himself as a pretty good international cricketer, Joe Root. I mean, like a lot of young players, they can start off a little bit scratchy and can have some early dismissals. But he's become a terrific cricketer across all forms.
Yeah, and that's the important thing, all forms of the game. And I guess when he's young and you're on the international stage, when you're young, and I suppose we can match it up to a bit of Steve Smith. When we first saw Steve Smith, there was some errors in decision-making, which he'd be out, and sometimes he'd be over-attacking at the wrong times. And Steve Smith now blossomed into the best batsman in the world. But he's now worked out his game in all forms of the game. So he has a 20-20 game plan. He has a one-day game plan and a test match game plan. And Joe Root's done the same thing. And he is their best player, their best batsman at this point in time. Alastair Cook, obviously, as an opening bat, is a good, good opening bat, but it scored the most runs for England. So he can still play, although he hasn't quite found his touch that he had a few years ago. But, yeah, Joe Root's really found his game, and he plays with a lot of confidence. His innings was about counter-punching then. It wasn't about just survival, which it maybe was when he was younger. He was there putting the bowling away. Bad ball gets put away. And that sort of got England's momentum back up after Australia took those three early wickets.
Happy with Shane Watson in the side? That seems to be the biggest talking point in terms of selection before the test. Would you have gone with Mitch Marsh? Which way would you have leant, Bryce?
Look, I would have gone with Watson. And the reason being is because he potentially could do the role that I suppose we're talking Ryan Harris, which is that stump-to-stump, that medium pace. Mitch Marsh, he bowls a heavy ball as well, so he may not be quite as economical as what we need, that holding role, and it's actually really suited to this type of wicket as well. So Mitch Marsh isn't far away. He will play a lot of games for Australia, and I suspect that will happen coming into this as Aussie summer. But I think Watson, we're finding out, how he goes this Ashes series. I think for a long time we've looked for so much more from Shane Watson, and I guess it is what it is. He is the type of player he is. He scored 400s because that's the type of player he is. I do like him batting at six so that we can get some more bowling out of him. We were monitoring bowling workloads in previous series because he was batting at the top of the order and he couldn't bowl as much because he had to go and then bat straight away. So I do like our all-rounder being at six.
And just the English crowds, I mean, that makes me want to watch the Ashes. They are up and about, the Barmy Army. They're packed in there. They get about, you know, 15,000, 20,000 into their grounds. We know the influence of the Australian crowds when it comes to sport. You played over in England. How much are they worth to this English team, considering Australia hasn't won there for, what, about 14, 15 years?
Well, you could hear that when we scored the 100, the Root crowd, you know, the chant went around Root, and you know, they really enjoy that. Look, they're up and about. You hear the trumpeter going from time to time. The atmosphere's fun. It's energetic. It's electric. And then when the contest is on, they're right behind the English team. And there's no doubt that support does lift them, and they play very well with that hometown support. So, look, it's not going to be as straightforward, and we saw that after day one. No doubt Australia will come off there and go, that's a hard day of Test cricket. Reassess now, and they'll be looking to pick up those early wickets first up, and then give their batters the best opportunity to bat for as long as they can throughout the day and into day three as well. But that crowd is so supportive, and it's a great atmosphere. Test cricket, Ashes cricket, there's nothing better.
No, totally agree with that. Appreciate your time today. Look forward to day two tonight.
Good on you, BP.
Bryce McGain, former Test cricketer, casting his eye on day one of the Ashes.